across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Here we go with another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've packed the hour with news and information farmers and producers can use. Andrew McRae is ready to get us started with a visit to the American countryside.
Many museums hold unique and precious items you won't find anywhere else. This museum does quite the opposite of that, and in some ways makes it quite special in its own right. Many visit this site because it's unremarkable. I'll explain on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
When Martha Schultz and her husband Steve began hanging items on an old tree stump along their rural timber-lined road, people began adding to the collection. Eventually, Martha put up a small shed to house a very unique and artistic museum.
So now we have the Museum of Unremarkable Objects, and it's an homage to the objects we see and use every day in everyday life. And these unremarkable objects have histories. So you never thought, well, where did a safety pin come from? Or who won the first trophy?
The Museum of Unremarkable Objects isn't like most museums. You can just pull your car off the road, come inside, and look around. There's no admission, the door is open, and you can give items to Martha to add to the collection.
So you could come in, see these objects that were made into works of art, and learn a little bit of history about the things we use every day.
You'll find things like matchbooks, rubber surgical gloves, cheese graters, all turned into pieces of art with a short history of the object here as well.
So we are always looking for submissions. We're always looking for ideas, and people leave things. Somebody just recently left a fishing bobber, so I'm going to have to be challenged to make something out of that and write the history of fishing bobbers.
So why would someone take time to create a little roadside museum like this?
Makes me happy. Makes me smile and makes other people smile. And I don't know, I'm looking at Steve when I say this. I mean, we just love hearing people laughing down here all day. We can hear people ringing the bell and laughing out loud and hollering and yelling at each other. And it just brings us joy.
And you too can stop by to look at the interesting items or perhaps even leave one yourself here at the Museum of Unremarkable Objects. Traveling the countryside on Sleepy Hollow Road near Gays Mill, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McRae.
Keeping his eye on the latest ag news, it's Tony St. James. He checks in with Agriculture Today after this short break.
If you want to know how well a tractor tire is built, check the warranty to see how it's backed. That's when you'll learn that Firestone Farm Tires carry one of the best warranties in the business. Every tractor radio we build is backed by a full 2-year replacement warranty. A guarantee that's backed by a highly trained, certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer near you.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
China's state-owned COFCO reportedly booked 3 U.S. soybean cargoes, about 180,000 metric tons for December through January shipment. marking its first purchase from the U.S. in 2025. Now, while China shifted heavily to Brazilian supplies earlier this year, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessin had previously signaled China's willingness to resume substantial U.S. purchases for years, pending broader trade normalization. Traders say China has heavily booked Brazilian supplies through November and still prefers Brazil's higher protein beans, tempering expectations for a wholesale pivot back to U.S. origins. Even so, spot parity between the U.S. and Brazil offers the U.S. a window to load in the Pacific Northwest if diplomatic momentum continues. Market chatter also suggests state reserve buying could add to U.S. demand into spring, depending on price spreads and policy goals. Ag traders caution that the commitment is still modest and book-to-ship details remain unclear. Still, the order sparked a rally for a moment in Chicago, lifting export basis expectations in the Gulf and Pacific Northwest. Global crop and livestock markets are settling into more balanced conditions, though, after the volatility of recent years. According to the 2025 International Baseline Update from FAPRI at Missouri, following record highs in 2022, global cereals and oilseed prices have fallen on strong harvest and steady productivity gains. And for 2025-26, most grain prices sit below last year's levels, while oilseed and biofuel prices are seeing mild support from feedstock demand. Now, projections assume stable policy, average weather, and moderate global growth. Price recovery expected beyond 2026, but levels remain well below the 2022 peaks. Trade uncertainty continues to weigh on outlooks, in particular for soybean, as no new U.S.-China agreement has been reached. In the meantime, Ukraine's grain exports are gradually rebounding despite reduced acreage, and Brazil's crop growth continues to outpace much of the world. Dairy prices trending higher in the long term with slower expansion in the EU and Oceania due to environmental constraints. Livestock markets reflecting regional divergence. China's demand for beef and pork continues to increase while the U.S. expands dairy and beef exports. Biofuels also remain a bright spot. It's led by U.S. biomass-based diesel and Brazil's ethanol program. Two new trade frameworks with Thailand and Vietnam aiming to pry open high-growth Southeastern Asian markets for U.S. farm goods while reducing border red tape. Both pacts promise broader tariff relief and faster approvals, positioning rural exporters to move more corn, soy products, meat, poultry, dairy, and ethanol into the region as logistics and paperwork improve. Thailand, planning to eliminate tariffs on about 99% of goods while expediting access for FSIS-certified meat and poultry. It's Agriculture Today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Jayva Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Jayva or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Jayva Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. For pork producers outside of the United States, classical swine fever, or CSF, remains a major health concern for their herds. And researchers in the UK recently announced that, through gene editing technology, they've developed a pig resistant to the virus. I'll have the details after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Globally, classical swine fever is still a meaningful threat in the pork industry world. The highly contagious virus can cause 100% herd mortality in some herds, and there are no specific treatments for the virus. While the U.S. herd has been free of the disease since 1978, many countries in Asia, Latin America, and parts of Eastern Europe still deal with outbreaks, costly trade restrictions, and major production losses from CSF. Now, scientists at the Roslin Institute, in collaboration with the Animal and Plant Health Agency of the UK, have used gene editing technology to create pigs that are resistant to classical swine fever. The researchers targeted a gene called DNAJC14, which codes for a pig cell protein the virus needs to replicate. When that protein's function was altered, the virus was unable to reproduce in those pig cells. In live trials at a high-security facility in Scotland, the gene-edited pigs were introduced to the CSF virus, and they remained healthy, showing no signs of infection. Meanwhile, the unedited control pigs did develop the disease as expected. The gene-edited animals also showed no visible health or fertility issues during the monitoring period. For countries battling this disease, a herd with built-in resistance could suffer fewer outbreaks, fewer losses, and more trade stability. So will these little piggies be coming to market? The science looks promising, but there are plenty of practical considerations ahead. To move into commercial herds, the edited genes must be incorporated into high-performance breeding lines. Regulatory approval must be secured in target countries, and producers must accept the technology. In regions like Asia and Latin America, where CSF remains endemic, the business case is strong for these classical swine fever-resistant genetics. Now, I'll have more when we return.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once. Like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For pork producers in countries that still face risk from classical swine fever, this gene-edited resistance offers new hope. For U.S. producers, even though CSF is not a persistent threat in our hog herd, developments like this show that scientific advancements continue to occur throughout animal agriculture. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. Thanking you for tuning in. Just ahead, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk and the Ag RadioNet Farm News.
Gear up for the season with great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service, including Precision Technologies, select Riemann parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine New Holland lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that set you up for success this season. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Wood Hull today to save on genuine New Holland parts and service.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Milk markets moved both ways last week, but closed just about even, with butter falling. The dairy industry has been a victim of its own success, with heavy milk output continuing to weigh on milk and dairy product prices. According to USDA's Dairy Market News, milk production topped year-ago levels by wide margins, edging into double digits in California. That eye-popping year-over-year increase, partly, of course, due to the devastating bird flu that was seen in 2024, a much healthier herd today, but there's still significantly more milk in the market that it needs to absorb. Milk output is higher across the nation, with record-shattering components augmenting the increase. Demand just hasn't kept pace, with restaurant traffic falling now for the seventh straight month. Franchises offering flashy promotions to keep their customers coming through the door, but pizza chains struggling with slower sales and discounted offerings usually aren't using heavy hands with their cheese. Butter demand good as grocers are bracing themselves for the holiday baking season. U.S. butter consumption is moving rapidly ahead. Production is rising even faster, with butter supplies growing. There was some hope in the market that butter might be used even more. Times when economics are a little challenging, many families decide to forego large purchases, including vacations, and concentrate on smaller things that, while more expensive than normal, might just make them feel a little bit better. Little splurges add up, and butter can be one of those little splurges. U.S. cheese and butter have been moving abroad at a fairly rapid pace. Shipments still likely negotiated months ago, and new sales are getting harder as European markets have deteriorated and our competitors are being much more competitive.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
In a bit of a surprise move, the administration said they'll be reopening some parts of the federal government despite no agreement from Congress. Late last week, the announcement came that it would reopen some Farm Service Agency offices for core operations amid the ongoing government shutdown. According to further details that mean two county office employees in every county office 5 days a week performing normal functions for Commodity Credit Corporation funded programs while accepting information like application intake related to programs funded by alternative sources. Late last week, USDA resumed Farm Service Agency's core operations, including critical services for farm loan processing and ARC PLC payments and programs. Two office employees in every county office. Some of the CCC programs include ag coverage, ag risk coverage, and price loss coverage, market assistant loans, livestock forage disaster program, livestock indemnity, emergency assistance for livestock, honeybee, and farm-raised fish, along with tree assistance, conservation reserve program, and price support loans, along with the dairy margin coverage program. Some of the intake-only programs, direct and guaranteed farm loans, emergency livestock revenue program, supplemental disaster relief programs, and emergency conservation programs, along with the emergency forest restoration program.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Oh, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. So glad you've joined us. We'll have an update of the weather forecast in just a bit. But right now, it's time for Jeff Ishii and On the Farm in just a moment. At LVM Materials, we produce sawdust for your animal bedding and deliver it directly to your farm. Quality dry sawdust is manufactured in our own facility, ensuring a consistent supply year-round. Learn more when you call 322-8878 or visit lvmmaterials.com.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
At Farm Credit, we take pride in serving our customers. Whether it's helping you finance your dream home in the country or navigating the twists and turns of the agriculture industry, it's something we've been doing for well over 100 years. So visit us at farmcreditofvirginias.com or give us a call today at 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins recently announced a plan to strengthen the U.S. cattle industry. She says the goal is to reinforce and prioritize the American rancher's critical role in what she described as the national security of the United States. A statement from the USDA reports the national cattle herd is at a 75-year low, while consumer demand for beef has grown over the past decade. Secretary Rollins says it takes time to increase the size of the domestic cattle herd. That's why the USDA is investing now to make these markets less volatile for ranchers over the long term and more affordable for consumers.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
This is Nolan Ryan. Winning is one of the goals of sports, but above all, it needs to be fun. Like sports, farming can be fun for the whole family, but farming safety is the best way to play. Getting hurt can put you out of the game. Teach children and grandchildren safe practices and make a habit of being a safety role model yourself. Start by never allowing extra riders on tractors. Remember, whether it's baseball or farming, everyone wins with safety.
This message from Farm Bureau.
Today, we send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations, the first one being located in Burlington, North Carolina, Joy FM, FM 102.9, and the second station in Blacksburg, Virginia, WKNV, AM 890. Big old salute to all of our listeners in North Carolina and Virginia. Our pearl of wisdom today is another one from our founding father, Benjamin Franklin, who once said, Don't throw stones at your neighbor's windows if your own windows are glass. That's your Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now on the CJ Agribusiness Report.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
We're talking to Katie Carpenter of Ag in the Classroom in New York.
Dairy in the Classroom, there's multiple elements of that, but one is having teacher training. So we actually just brought 30 teachers, and those teachers were able to tour the dairy farm, and they were also able to go to the HP Hood plant to see where that farm sends their milk and then see the products that are developed from it. So we want teachers to have a better understanding of their own food system because we need to give people more credit. Kids, people know that food starts on the farm, and they know that we buy it at the grocery store. It's all those steps in the middle that they've never experienced before. So we want to illustrate that for them. We want them to give them space to ask questions, and then we want them to take those experiences back and communicate it to their students because they've had an experience with us. Dairy in the Classroom is a grant-funded project from the Dairy Promotion Order. And it's very special to us, and it's never lost on us, that the project that we are facilitating is funded from the dairy farmers' pockets. And we always want to make sure that we're living up to their expectation. And so the Dairy in the Classroom program funds county cooperative extensions to have a halftime educator leading direct student education. My little team at the State Ag in the Classroom, we train teachers because we don't have the ability to do direct student education, but cooperative extension educators are able to go into their local school communities, teach lessons multiple times for those students. They're building relationships with students and teachers in schools. They're the best people to do that because they know about the agriculture in their backyard. They know the nutritionists, they know the milk truck drivers, they know the processors, and they can really illustrate to those students about what's happening in their local community, what that corn is that they drive by on the school bus every single day. They can talk about the people they know in their communities and why those people are important. So Dairy in the Classroom is a special project to us because we're funding those halftime extension educators to do direct student education, which is something we're not able to do in our agriculture in the classroom programming.
You've got some Dairy in the Classroom training sessions coming up in November. Tell us about them, where they're going to be, and what's going to be covered.
Again, be able to show teachers the farm and the processing and to go down to see their student ag business lab where they're selling products and launching products is really the whole package. We're bringing teachers back with us to make the curricular connections after they see all these exciting pieces of the dairy industry right in front of their eyes. And then we're going to facilitate a mac and cheese challenge. This is one of our major projects throughout the year. We reach about 5,000 students annually making mac and cheese in their classrooms, and we are going to teach the teachers and give them a chance to have their own competition to make mac and cheese. They then receive the resources to make mac and cheese in their classroom. They get to walk away with that, and then they receive continuing education credit. So that's November 7th at SUNY Cobleskill.
And how do folks find out about the Dairy in the Classroom workshops?
By visiting our website, which is agclassroom.org/NY. Well, we are really excited to be able to expose over 200,000 students to dairy through this program. We're very proud of the work that each of our counties does to so creatively and uniquely include food and agriculture. Applications will be open for future counties to join our program upcoming. So if you work with a cooperative extension board of directors, you don't have dairy in the classroom already, please reach out through our website and let us know that you're interested in submitting an application. So we're excited to expand this program in 2026. It's really exciting to show our teachers what a future career in dairy processing might look like. I just spent last week with 30 school counselors, also known as guidance counselors, and we brought them to at least 4 different agricultural operations just so that we can help build the connection. And I think what we can all work together on is having a full school community sing the chorus of agriculture, from the teachers to agricultural education, the school cafeterias with farm to school, school counselors, and communities making agriculture a priority for their students in their schools.
Katie Carpenter of the Ag in the Classroom program from Cornell. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. News and information for farmers and producers in Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties, and worldwide at WCJW.com. Up next, we join Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report after this quick break.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust Woodmax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, Woodmax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, Woodmax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each Woodmax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit Woodmax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit FarmCreditEast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
For 4 generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has 2 gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
Fixing grain bin problems safely. Today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
It's not worth risking your life to fix a grain bin problem. Yet farmers and farm workers continue to take risky steps where that's concerned. Dan Neenan of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety in Piasta, Iowa.
Grain can get out of condition. When it gets out of condition, it's going to start getting moldy. And when it starts getting moldy, it's going to clump. And those clumps are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So remember that when the sump gets activated, it's going to pull grain straight down. Everything else is going to slough in. So if I've got chunks of grain up here and we turn that on, it's going to flow to the middle and drop down right on our sump. And if I've got those chunks of grain on my sump, grain's not going to flow through. That's why a farmer is going to get into the bin.
Neenan tells farmers that they and their employees need to post and follow strict safety procedures when anyone is going into a grain bin.
They think it's a pain, so they don't bother using it. So let's make it as easy for them as we possibly can to run the 4DS monitor, to be able to do the permit, to have the lockout tag out right there for them. Okay, let's not give them something that it's too hard, you know, or it's going to take too much time.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan. We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied,
calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like we handled everything very well.
But I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
It was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Our hour together has gone by quickly. Before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tony St. James checks in with the American Cattle Report and Market Close. But first, it's time for the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Bucks Motorsports in Akron. Hunting season isn't far away. Bucks Motorsports has the best ATV or side-by-side to make the hunt a whole lot easier for you. Stop by Bucks and check out the latest snowmobiles from Ski-Doo and Polaris. Bucks has all sizes of trailers to haul whatever you have as well. Check all of it out at BucksMotorsports.com, CJ Country's premier power sports dealer. Rain today, the high near 46. Tonight, rain as well, low around 38. And tomorrow, showers, the high near 44. Right now at the CJ Country Studios, it's 39 degrees.
American Cattle News. President Donald Trump making comments about beef and ranchers. More after this.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Colin Woodall, CEO, National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
We understand what he is trying to do, but what he does not realize is that in trying to bring the price of beef down for the consumer, it means he's going to bring down the price being paid for cattle for U.S. producers. So in effect, this is a direct attack on U.S. cattle producers, and it negates so much of the work that we have done over the years to build the overall quality of our product, a quality that we're very proud of. When you see the amount of beef that is grading Choice and Prime, the consumer likes what we are giving them, and they've made it very clear that they want more of it, and that's why demand remains at almost a 40-year high, and that the consumer is still buying our great product. And unfortunately, the president's plan will have a huge impact on how we as cattle producers can capitalize on that. Just come visit with us, and we can talk through any issue that pops up. But there also needs to be a realization from the president, from the secretary, that any offhanded comment, as innocuous as they may think that it is, can have huge ramifications on the marketplace. And we saw that on Friday when the futures markets just absolutely crashed. And that cost this industry and a lot of cattle producers a lot of money. And for nothing more than just a passing comment on a plan that wasn't even fully formed. And that is unfortunate, that this is not just about what could happen to us financially if the president moves forward with this plan, but what has already hit us as cattle producers just simply because of his comments.
American Cattle News.
Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Bird's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Bird's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Bird's Lumber, Washington Street in Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and bodywork, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
Time to take a look at how your markets closed on Wednesday. Corn futures up 2 on the December contract at 434. March was 3/4 higher at 446 3/4. May was unchanged at 455. November beans found 2 pennies. They were up to 1080 1/4. January off 3/4, 1094 1/2. March down 1 1/2 at 1105 1/4. In Chicago, December wheat was up 3 1/4 to 532 1/4. March up 2 at 547 3/4. In the hard red winter, December was up 2 3/4 at 522 3/4. March unchanged at 538. Cotton futures trading higher December, gained 96 points to 65.95. March was up 91 points to 67.44. May up 91 to 68.64. Back in Chicago, December live cattle up 432.5 to 230.90. February up 535 to 229.45, and April was up 542.5 to 228.77.5. November feeders were up 867.5 to 342.07.5. January up 915 to 334.02.5. March gained 890, ending at 328.55. December lean hogs off 50. At 80.77.5, February down 12.5 to 82.32.5. In the Class 3 milk, November off a penny at 17.83. December was up 39 or up 19 to 17.32. Crude oil ended the day 38.33 higher at 60.48 on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials down 74 at 47.632. The NASDAQ up 130 at 23.958. The S&P off a fraction to 68.90.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.